This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I thank you for joining me on Entirely Unconventional. This is what I consider to be a very unconventional podcast. And so I'm glad you joined me, and we're going to sit here and talk for a little bit about what? About the unconventional strength that we can find through the Word of God. I've just written a brand new book, and it is called Discover Your True Strength. And it's called that for one reason. I believe that there is a true strength through the Word of God that we can find strength in the middle of difficulties. In fact, the book says choosing to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. You know, sometimes life can be challenging. Sometimes life can be a conundrum. Sometimes life can be a question, a giant question with a great big question mark at the end of it. But you know what? What do we do when we see nothing but questions and don't seem to have the answers? I believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a book of answers. And I truly, with every fiber of my soul, believe the scripture that says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Those are the three scriptures that are the premise of this book. This book is not about finding strength and choosing strength within yourself. It's not about me finding strength, so I'm going to show you how to find strength. It's about the joy of the Lord becoming your strength, of the Lord. It's about be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Interesting scripture. It says that we have the opportunity to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. We can choose to serve defeat. I've done that before. We can choose to let the world dictate to you something that is so contrary to the Word of God that it does everything it can to defeat you. I've done that before. I've listened to the wrong, what I call voices. And when you hear things, I call them voices and choices. And it's in the book about voices and choices. At least I think it is. I've said this so many times, I hope I put it in the book. Voices and choices mean something simple. You hear something, you're required to process it, and how you process it becomes a choice. In one ear, out the other? Do you hide God's word in your heart so much that you don't have any space left in there for the junk and the garbage that Satan's throwing at you? Or do you leave a giant space in your heart, allowing Satan to fill it up with his decisions, his garbage, and things that he is doing to take you off track? I don't believe for one minute that Satan is bad at his job. His job, the Bible says, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. All right? If that's the case, how is it going? Are we sitting there allowing the devil to speak to us, do this, don't do that, that's in contrary to the Word of God? Or wait a minute, you're not good enough. You're not tall enough. You're not short enough. You're not strong enough. You're not old enough. You're not young enough. You're not wealthy enough. You're not wealthy enough. Those are the things that I believe are excuses that Satan tries to throw at us. And if he does it enough, do we begin to believe them? I know I have from time to time. I have felt unworthy, unqualified, un-this, un-that, to the point where, you know, you just think, okay, what can I do? And do I do any of it well? That's Satan's job, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, seeking whom he may devour. Now, he may not be physically killing you, but is he stealing your dreams? Is he stealing your joy? Is he stealing your purpose? Is he stealing your calling? Or are you allowing him to do these things? I know I allowed Satan to do things to me. He would whisper about how I couldn't do this and I wasn't able to do this. You know, I know right what happened. I didn't lose it. My father went to heaven when I was 12 years old. And as a child, I buried a parent. As a parent, I buried a child. And believe me, Satan had a lot of conversation in my head about you'll never get out of this, you're never good enough, you're never going to be worthy enough, blah, blah, blah. So what did I have to do? I had to find strength in the Word of God to muster up. Do you guys still say muster? I sure do. That's a family word in my household. To muster up enough strength to do it on my own was not there. But what I could do was I could turn to the Word of God and discover I can do what God's called me to do through Christ who gives me the strength. I can do all the things that God called me to do according to His Word and His will. I can be strong, not in my own strength. I've proven that one. But I can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I can do this thing with joy. Not joy as in chuckle, chuckle, ha, ha, giggle, giggle. Not a funny movie that went off and then a sad movie came and so you're supposed to cry. Not emotion. This is the joy of the Lord. Therefore, it is a spiritual joy. It is a spiritual commodity, so to speak, that is there because of the Lord. The joy of the Lord that becomes your strength. I want to show you something about choices that we can make. Let's go back to what I said about voices and choices. You hear something, you process it, and you either do it one way or another. And I wrote in this, if you have your book, if you're getting your book, page 27, The Power of Choosing Strength. You have a choice. Now, some of this I'm going to explain, and I can even show you where my epic, and I'm going to qualify that, my own epic failures were, so I can show you what I did. Forgiveness over holding grudges, peace over anger, faith over fear, love over hate, freedom over bondage, finishing over quitting, being agreeable over being displeasing, wisdom over foolishness, trust over worry. These are things that are in the book, and this is about power in choosing strength. In the first chapter, which is what this is, I talk about strength builders versus strength stealers. I allowed the devil to convince me of so many things that I allowed his conversations to be strength stealers. You mean you just sat there and talked to the devil? No, you don't have to do that. Let me tell you something. Let me just be honest right here. The devil can work through people. And I've had people say things to me that no one should say to another human being. I've had great things said to me and about me. I've had people build me up and I've had people tear me down. If you're in the public, in any way, shape, or form, if you marry into a family where your father-in-law is Oral Roberts, you know you're going to be in a position where people think that it's pretty much okay to take shots at you. And I'm not talking about gunshots. I'm talking about the kind of wounding that goes into your soul. You know, when the Bible talks about the balm of Gilead, it's that soothing balm that comes in to soothe the wounded. I had to make a decision. Was I going to let the wounding be the story of my life, beginning, middle, and ending? Was I going to get up and do what God called me to do? I chose the first, getting up and doing what God called me to do. You get up and do what God called you to do. Just let me be here. And as they say, here's another word. Do you say wallowing in my pool of self-pity? I not only had a pool of self-pity, I had a slide and a diving board and I had steps and I had a wading pool. My pool of self-pity was so immaculate. It was so well rehearsed that I could invite people to come in and join me. I didn't ever get any takers, but I had taken care of my pool of self-pity. And not because I wanted to say, poor me, poor me. Honestly, it was because I was hurting. And when you're hurting enough, when you hurt enough, you can look at it a lot of ways. You can hurt somebody else. You can sit down and just allow the emotion to take root or take over you. You can lash out. You can bury it all inside. There's a lot of ways people process things. Well, I'm going to tell you how I processed it. I became this introverted person that didn't want to do much because I was afraid I'd get another attack. Well, that made the devil happy. If ever there was a time for the devil to throw a party about Lindsay Roberts, that was it. because I actually went up to my father-in-law, Oral Roberts, like I said, and I used two words to him. I quit. That was it. I went in and I said, I quit. Now, normally in a statement like that, Oral would come and say, sit down, let's have a talk, blah, blah, blah. Because I, you know, you go around in your house and you say, I want to quit. I think I should quit, blah, blah. Okay. No, this time, something I'd never done before. I went up to Oral and I said, Oral, I really can't. I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of the lies being told. I'm tired of the criticism. Most of them were attacking him. And that made me double mad because I loved my father-in-law. He was a wonderful human being. Many of the people who were attacking him never met him. I'll tell you a goofy story to validate this. I was in it was actually like a nutrition, kind of a health food store here in town. And this guy was like wandering up and down. I was wandering up and down. We were both kind of losing our way to find what we were looking for. And he started asking me questions. And I'm like, listen, I don't work here. And if I did, I'd be just as lost as you are. Maybe we could go see if we could find some help. And he began this conversation with me and he asked me, okay, well, if you don't work here, what do you do? And I thought, well, that's weird. You're asking me this. I must look like a deer in the headlights or something because I looked lost. And I thought, okay, maybe he's going to try and get me saved because I don't know why he was talking like that. And he was having this huge conversation. And finally he said, no, what do you do? Where do you work? And I said, have you ever heard of Oral Roberts? Because of course I work for Oral Roberts Ministry. That man looked at me and he went off on me like I had murdered his best friend or something. I don't know what to say. There in the store, with only two of us in the aisle, which created such a commotion, there was a lot more people in the aisle, he went off. And I didn't tell him I worked there. I just said, have you ever heard of him? And he said, well, wait a minute. Why do you ask? I said, that's who I work for. He's my father-in-law. This man literally did not know what to say. And I didn't know if it was going to get worse or I didn't know if it was going to get better. And I said, may I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, have you ever met him? He said, no. I said, do you really honestly know anything about him? He said, no, I really don't. I said, have you ever worked with somebody or like a relative or somebody you know? Have they ever been a part of the ministry? No. And I said, then why did you say that? He said, I just decided to spout off the first thing that came in my head from stuff I heard from other people, and I never took the time to validate it and see if it was true or not. And the guy actually repented and apologized, and I started giggling because let me tell you something. I didn't know which way this conversation was going to go. So when it was all over with, and I had had an entire week like this, I finally got to the place where I just said, you know, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm finished. You see, things can happen beyond your control, and things can happen that you might even cause, and things can happen where you say, I don't even know how it happened or what happened. And you really maybe don't process them with the most strength that is available to you through the Bible. But I'll tell you something about that story. I was able to talk to that man, and I was able to minister, in a sense, to that man. I was able to have a conversation about the goodness of God in the land of the living to that man. And you know, it was amazing because he went away happy. I didn't. He went away happy. I went away, to be honest with you, very discouraged. And when you get enough of these kind of episodes, you want to quit. You want to be defeated. I remember the worst time I really, genuinely, seriously wanted to quit. Knocked on my father-in-law's door, said, can I come in? I quit. And he said one of the most interesting things I've ever heard a human being say. He said, okay. But he said, if you quit, are you in obedience or disobedience? And if you quit and you're in disobedience to the word of God, the call of God, the will of God, he said, what could you do with the rest of your life that could ever be as fulfilling or satisfying, even in tough times, what could you do that's more fulfilling than be obedient to God? Well, I unquit, and I got my strength back, and he prayed for me, and I went home. The point was, it wasn't the situation that changed. It was hearing about the Word of God. It was hearing obedience to the Word of God. It was finding strength in obeying the call of God, in the will of God, the Word of God, that changed me completely. I had to get to a point where quitting wasn't the option, failing wasn't the option, giving up wasn't the option. The Bible was the option. And when I went back home, I got to tell you what I did. I sat back and I said, Satan, that was pretty good. You almost had me. You almost got the best of me. You almost really got me to quit. But almost wasn't good enough. You see, I've been through times in my life. Like I said, when you bury a child as a parent, when you bury a parent as a child, things can get very unusual. But when you find out, just like when you want to quit, you want to give up, you don't want to be the face of whatever anymore. What did I do? I went to good, godly counsel. Even with my I quit in my mouth, I went to good, godly counsel. We can find a person that's a good, godly counsel, or we can go straight to the Word of God, or we can pray and we can ask Father God, Father God, how would you like this to go? And you know what? The Bible says his ways are higher than our ways. Thank God for that. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Another thank God for that. You see, if I were to operate every day in my life with my own thoughts and my own ways, some might be pretty okay. Some might be really rather ridiculous. But what I found out is when you go to godly counsel, when you go to the Word of God, when you go to God in prayer, honestly, I'm amazed when I, as a friend of mine once told me, I chuckle at this to this day. This friend of mine's in heaven, but my goodness, was she brilliant. She would always say, Lindsay, yes, get over yourself. And I would giggle because what she was saying is get out of your flesh, down flesh, allow the Holy Spirit to come in. Many days when I am thinking about some of the goofball things I've done or some of the mistakes I've made or sometimes even the things, oh, wow, I wish I'd done that or I wish there was more than 24 hours in a day or, dear Lord, I wish there was less than 24 hours in a day because I can't seem to quite get it all done. I would hear her sweet voice saying to me, Lindsay, yes, get over yourself. Okay, she was not being critical. She was being honest. She was being biblical. Get out of your own thinking. Get out of your way. Pardon me, get out of your own ways of doing things. Get in the Word of God. Tell your flesh, I might decrease. Why? The scripture says, I might decrease so Christ in me can increase. And when you get to that place where I decrease so Christ in me can increase, you know, you can discover a strength that perhaps you never knew was available. I want to encourage you today. Maybe you feel like I've got all the strength in the world. I just want to say praise God for that. Maybe you feel like you've got just the right amount of strength. I say praise God for that. Maybe you feel like you could use a little boost. I say praise God for that. And go to the Word of God and believe that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that you can be strong in the Lord and not the situation, but in the Lord and in the power of his might. I pray for you today. I pray today becomes a day of strength builders and not strength stealers. I pray you discover your true strength. I pray that you learn to choose to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. And you know what? I pray for God's highest and best for you in every area of your life. I pray for you to be healed in your physical body, in your soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. In your job, maybe it's a marriage, a relationship, whatever it is, I pray for God to minister his divine intervention in your behalf today, in every way, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The book is called Discover Your True Strength. You can go to, how simple, discoveryourtruestrength.com. I pray it's a blessing to you, and I pray you begin to believe something that I believe. You really are worth more than you think. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.